Breakfast with Martin Pastor.
Do you remember yesterday morning we were talking about the lady who left an envelope in her trolley at the shopping mall and then realized, oh man, important documents inside. Also, 1,300 rand cash that was inside the envelope. You think to yourself, let's be honest, you think to yourself, I'm never going to get that back. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so then she got called by the security guard from the shopping mall saying, hey, I got your envelope with everything inside of it.
Ew.
And people are surprised. I'm sorry that we have to be surprised, mm-hmm. but that's just how it is. Right?
It is.
You'll be surprised.
In 2019, you scrape it off.
It's the way of the world. Mm. But she was so lucky. Her name is Sandra Becker. Op die lyn. Môre, Sandra.
Môre, Martin. Hoe gaan dit?
Lekker, dankie. En jy?
Nee, geen lach te sien, dankie.
So, het hy jou gebel?
Hy het my gebel, ja.
Oor vertel. Dis amazing, hè? Was jy verbaas?
Ek was verskrikkelijk verbaas, want ek het soveel vergeet achter, ek het nie eens begeef, ek het dit in die trolley vergeet nie. So, dit was vir my wonderlik geweest, hoor. Ek kan nie veel beskryf.
Wat precies was in die koevert?
Dit was my 2 voertuigse dokumente, 1,300 rand kontant en my bankkaart.
En jou bankkaart?
En my bankkaart.
Ja, like, dis amazing. Wel, die ou, die sekuriteitswag Henry is op die ander lyn. Henry, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good.
I just want to say thank you for many things. Thank you, obviously, for being so honest and returning her envelope with everything inside. And I can just thank you for giving us something positive to smile about, for giving us, you know, a bit of hope when sometimes it just feels like the world is so crooked. So thank you for that.
Okay, thank you very much.
What went through your mind? You saw this envelope. Weren't you curious what's inside? I mean, anyone can do with a bit of extra cash. What went through your mind?
I think it was an old lady, and she needs those money. She's gonna use it. I think maybe it's for the grant or whatever. So I was supposed to take it back. Then I checked the document. I found the numbers. Then I called her. Then he came to pick up. And he said thanks for me, to me.
You're a good man. You're a good man, Henry. You know that, right? Are you a family man? Do you have a family of your own?
Sorry?
Do you have a wife and kids?
Yes, I have. Right. 3 kids. And why?
They're lucky to have you. You're a good man, and we say thank you to you and well done. I want to invite you to come to the studio. I want to show you the radio station here in Midrand and give you a little something while you're here as well. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Just for being a good person and giving us joy. I love that. So, Sandra, ek weet al jy het al klaar vir hom dankie gesê, maar gooi sommer nou op die lug vir hom ook 'n dankie.
Henry, ek wil net weer vir jou sê, baie, baie dankie vir jou eerlijke en oprechtheid. En daar was duisende mense wat vir my goeie wense vir jou gestuur het. En nie net in Suid-Afrika nie, van Australië, van Canada, van Amerika. Dit is wonderlik. Jy is 'n goeie voorbeeld, jy is 'n fantastische burger vir hierdie land. Jy het ons trots gemaakt. Baie dankie.
There you go, Henry. From all over the world, just people saying, well done. Thanks for being a good man.
Okay, thank
Thanks.
You very much.
Okay, Henry. Yes, Sandra. Mooi dag weer. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, man. I tell you what, I live for stories like these. Kind people. We must never forget. I know sometimes it just feels like you're just surrounded by corrupt and bad people, you know, because that's what makes the news and politicians and stuff. But hey, you must know. Majority of people are Henrys.
Are heroes.
And Henrys and heroes and Sandras. That's just so cool.
It's time to get up. And go. Wake up. With Martin Pastor. Weekday, 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda FM.